Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A second day of temperatures approaching triple digits and air like a wet sponge made being outside miserable in much of the country. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Record heat and high humidity have prompted many schools to close in parts of the Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast. Tanya Ogden's son was actually looking forward to going to school in Des Moines, Iowa.
Actually, our AC went out at home last night, so it's not going to be any better for him now. He was excited to get to school for the AC.
Much of the East Coast will see 100-degree temperatures later in the week.
A high-profile member of the mob that stormed the Capitol during the January 6 insurrection has been sentenced, as CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
Michael Sparks' defense attorney argued, though Sparks was the first one to enter the Capitol during the January 6 riot, that he wasn't a leader. But the judge in this case here at D.C. Federal Court said Sparks' actions emboldened the crowd as they attacked. He sentenced Sparks to 53 months prison and $2,000 restitution, one of nearly 1,500 total January 6 cases.
Special Counsel Jack Smith has filed a new indictment against former President Donald Trump over efforts to undo the 2020 election. It narrows allegations against him following the Supreme Court opinion giving broad immunity to presidents. The League of United Latin American Citizens, or LULAC, is calling for a federal investigation into the Texas Attorney General. This after a raid on the home of one of its volunteers.
The raid comes after State Attorney General Ken Paxton recently announced an investigation into allegations of election fraud and vote harvesting, which began in 2022. The Attorney General's office said it had found enough evidence to obtain search warrants, which they executed last Tuesday across three different counties. LULAC's president says this is voter suppression.
CBS News correspondent Omar Villafranca. The 29-year-old daughter of former Major League Baseball player Greg Swindell has been found. CBS Austin's Betty Cross.
Oregon police found Brenna Swindell with her ex-boyfriend Morgan Guidry in her white Kia. The two were last seen Thursday night with the vehicle. There were later sightings of the vehicle in Texas, Colorado, Idaho, and Oregon. Guidry was arrested by Oregon officers on a Travis County arrest warrant charging him with assaulting and strangling Swindell earlier this summer.
Two workers are dead and a third injured after an explosion at a Delta Airlines facility near the Atlanta airport.
Where this happened is an area away from passengers, really away from the main part of any terminals.
CBS's Manuel Borquez. Wednesday's launch of the SpaceX Polaris Dawn has been postponed to at least Friday because of concerns about the weather upon landing. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On the next Midday Magazine, we'll spend part one with Wood County Board Chairman and part two with the ODC. Join us every Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 on WFHR.
Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Could the state soon get its first national park? Representative Tom Tiffany wants to make that happen. He's proposed for the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore to become a national park. That designation would mean the area gets additional funding for conservation and projects. Wisconsin is one of 20 states without a national park. And all summer, you've had to check to make sure beaches are open because toxic algae blooms can cause them to close. Well, the Environmental Protection Agency says it's happening more and more. John Rumpler of Environment America says big factory farms are one of the main contributors.
That volume of manure, whether it's spread on crops or otherwise managed, it just all too often winds its way from the croplands to rivers and lakes and streams.
The EPA is considering updating regulations on waste from slaughterhouses for the first time in 40 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers add a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers traded for Malik Willis, a third-year quarterback, for the Tennessee Titans. In return, the Titans get a seventh-round draft pick next year. Willis on mastering the progressions when learning a new NFL playbook in Green Bay.
You know, progressions are a part of quarterback play wherever you're at, so I just felt like you get to different ones at this level, and you with a new team and new people, so you just got to get used to it.
College football, the Badgers getting ready for their first game of the season Friday when they host Western Michigan. Luke Fickell on what they know about the Broncos.
We know as little as we ever have known, right? I mean, they got a new offensive coordinator, they got a new defensive coordinator, and they got a new special teams coordinator. So what do you know, right? Obviously, the head coach is an offensive guy. What the head coach has done, or is it more of the Walt Bell? And, you know, are they going to be the Louisiana Lafayette where the defensive coordinator came from? I mean, so there's a lot of unknowns. You know, even with transfers and things like that, there's still a lot of unknowns.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Storm chances ending, but the clouds and patchy fog will be developing across the area for the overnight. Lower 60s by sunrise, our winds becoming light out of the northeast. Patchy morning fog Wednesday, otherwise mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 73.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Esther Flones is our guest, and also Dr. Laura Hanks with another edition of Public Service Announcement. Send your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show. Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'm hearing two music.
You're alive. Speak.
I just heard him say hello. There, welcome. Welcome to the second hour of our program. The headline over Raw's story by Jay Wagemeester in the Florida Phoenix, actually. Satanic Temple clashes with the state of Florida over definition. This is wild stuff. Ron DeSantis wants to, actually I think he already has, replaced psychologists in the public schools who are, you know, expensive. You have to actually hire and pay professionals and counselors with pastors. With religious people who very often have, I mean, literally no formal training other than having been certified by their church. And certainly no training in counseling or in psychology or psychotherapy or child care or education. And so, you know, when he did this, when he first did this, the Satanic Temple, which is a group that actually, you know, they have nothing to do with Satan. They are agnostics and atheists. They don't believe in Satan, but they use Satan as a foil, essentially, to point out the hypocrisy of these violations of the separation of church and state. And so they came along and they said, okay, cool, we'll put some satanic ministers into some schools. And immediately the DeSantis administration said, okay, no, you can't do that. We're going to come up with a definition of what is a religion and who is a religious person. Now, you know, keep in mind, Buddhists do not believe in a specific deity, by and large. I mean, there's a bunch of different varieties of Buddhism, but by and large, you know, Buddhist teachings are marvelous, but, you know, they don't pray to Buddha. Sometimes they bow to him like respect, but that's a completely different thing. And Unitarians are agnostic on the issue of even if there's a God, much less Jesus. And yet the Unitarians have been around since, I don't even know when they first started. I mean, the Unitarians were a big deal back during the time of Jefferson and Washington. There were a bunch of Unitarians who were in our, you know, who helped write our Constitution, were part of our government. And DeSantis's new definitions would completely eliminate Buddhists, would completely eliminate Unitarians, and of course would eliminate the Satanic Temple, which doesn't acknowledge a God. Here is their new definition. It defines a religion as, quote, an organized group led, supervised, or counseled by a hierarchy of teachers, clergy, sages, or priests that, one, acknowledges the existence of and worships a supernatural entity or entities that possess power over the natural world. Two, regularly engages in some form of ceremony, ritual, or protocol. And three, whose religious beliefs impose moral duties independent of the believer's self-interest. Right. So Ron DeSantis is now telling Floridians what religion is and what religion is acceptable in the schools when there shouldn't be any religion in the schools. Kara Gross, who's the legislative director and senior policy counsel for Florida's ACLU, she said, quote, "It is very concerning that the government-proposed model policy seeks to define religion for Floridians. This is the opposite of religious freedom. Additionally, it creates arbitrary requirements that would open up school districts to potential liability for excluding certain religious point of views, viewpoints, and promoting others." Richard Lazor, who is the president and CEO of Americans United for Separation of Church and State, he said, quote, "The policy permits chaplains to provide spiritual guidance to students, but that is not a role of public school officials. Public schools are not Sunday schools. And people of faith, along with the non-religious, all have a stake in keeping church and state separate." He adds, "Religious freedom means students and their parents, not politicians and public school officials, get to decide if, when, and how to engage with religion. Florida's public school board should refuse to implement this or any policy on public school chaplains." Now, of course, this follows Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt, the governor of Oklahoma, ordering that every state, every school in the state post the Ten Commandments on their walls. It follows the, you know, Alabama's Judge Roy Moore and all his efforts to get the Ten Commandments on the statehouse lawn and every place else. It's just wild stuff. It's wild stuff. And it's wrong. But this, you know, are we seeing, the question in my mind, and, you know, I'd love to get your thoughts on this, is are we seeing the last gasps of religious fanatics who want to control government? Or are we just in the early stages of a religious takeover of our government? I think it's the former, not the latter. I think they have peaked, but you can't discount the fact that Leonard Leo, who's, you know, a prime architect behind he and the organizations he funds, prime architects behind a lot of this kind of stuff, you know, efforts to get religion in our schools, efforts to get religion in our law, efforts to get the Supreme Court to rule in ways that are, you know, that comport with religious policy and theology. This guy's sitting on $1.5 billion. Because, you know, we did away with our estate tax laws for all practical purposes, and this, you know, rich old guy died and left all this money to him. Meanwhile, Republicans, at least some, are waking up. Charles Jay writing over on Daily Kos, more than 230 former Bush, McCain, Romney staffers signed letter endorsing Harris-Walz ticket. More than 230. These are over a dozen Republican lawyers who served in the administrations of Reagan, Bush, and Bush have endorsed Harris explicitly. They released a letter to Fox News Digital. They wrote that Trump would threaten American democracy and remains, quote, unfit, dangerous, and detached from reality. This includes John McCain's former chief of staff, the former legislative director for John McCain, the former press secretary for John McCain's 2008 campaign, the former longtime chief of staff for George Herbert Walker Bush, the campaign finance chair for Romney's 2012 campaign for president, and the former advisor to both former George W. Bush and Vice President Mike Pence, Olivia Troy. And the letter says, and this is pretty straightforward stuff, but this is remarkable. It says, "We reunite today, joined by new George H.W. Bush alumni, to reinforce our 2020 statements and for the first time jointly declare that we are voting for Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz this November." Of course, we have plenty of honest ideological disagreements with Vice President Harris and Governor Walz. That's to be expected. The alternative, however, is simply untenable. At home, another 4 years of Donald Trump's chaotic leadership, this time focused on advancing the dangerous goals of Project 2025, will hurt real everyday people and weaken our sacred institutions. Abroad, democratic movements will be irreparably jeopardized as Trump and his acolyte J.D. Vance kowtow to dictators like Vladimir Putin while turning their backs on our allies. We cannot let that happen. And they end the letter by saying, "We are heartfully calling on these friends, colleagues, neighbors, and family members to take a brave stand once more to vote for leaders who will strive for consensus, not chaos, who will work to unite, not divide, who will make our country and our children proud. Those leaders are Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz." That's pretty impressive stuff. I think there's hope. I have not felt so hopeful in a long, long time. And I just want to share with you one last thing. This is a list of all the times over the years that Donald Trump, in a court of law, has been found essentially guilty. I realize these are all civil punishments, so the word guilty is, it's called adjudicated. But essentially found guilty of breaking the law or breaking a contract and being forced to pay. And these are the amounts he was forced to pay. In 1988, he had to pay a $750,000 antitrust lawsuit to Bally. In 1990, he had to pay a $750,000 defamation suit for accurately predicting that the Taj Mahal would fail. In 1991, he had to pay $200,000 for removing black workers from the casino floor. In 1991, he had to pay $30,000 for circumventing state regulations in Nevada. In 1998, he had to pay $1.4 million as a fine for hiring undocumented workers. In 1998, he had to pay $447,000 for money laundering violations. In 2000, he had to pay $250,000 to the New York State Lobbying Commission for violations of those laws. In 2006, he had to pay $100,000 to the city of Palm Beach for violating their flag ordinance repeatedly. In 2015, he had to pay $799,000 for a Trump University student that he defamed. In 2015, he had to pay $10 million for money laundering violations. In 2016, $50,000 for data and credit card breaches. In 2016, $1.9 million for an FEC disclosure error. In 2017, $25 million on the Trump University fraud. In 2019, $2 million on the Trump Foundation fraud. In 2019, $290,000 for a Scotland wind farm violation. In 2021, $122 million for money that the campaign was forced to refund to donors. In 2022, $110,000 for contempt of court. In 2022, $750,000 for funneling inaugural funds into his businesses illegally. In 2022, $1.6 million for being guilty on 17 counts of criminal tax fraud. In 2023, his CFO was sentenced to prison. In 2023, he was fined $10,000 for attacking court personnel. In that year, he was fined $1 million in court sanctions for a bogus lawsuit, including $171,000 to be paid to Hillary Clinton. In 2023, he was ordered to pay $5 million to E. Jean Carroll for having raped her for sexual assault. In 2024, that was raised to $83.3 million. In 2024, $329,000 court sanctions for a bogus lawsuit against the New York Times and a $453 million penalty for business fraud in 2024. This guy is a career criminal. He has been criming his entire life. And the way he gets away with it is he's got so much money that instead of going to jail, he simply pays fines. I have a feeling that's going to come to an end after Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are in the White House and the Justice Department, hopefully under a little more aggressive attorney general, is starting to seriously look at the crimes this man has committed throughout his career. I mean, that list I just read to you started in 1988. I'll be back with your calls right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back, 18 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completed. completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this, if this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about that?
Producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Super Bearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Super Bearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Super Bearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Super Bearing and get 15% off. Go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, to get that free month supply of Super Bearing and 15% off. That's superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, and the code is Tom. Superbearing.com to get a free month supply of Super Bearing and 15% off. Just go to superbarian.com and enter that promo code TOM. In shadows they convene. SCOTUS was never meant to be. Kings and queens unseen. And welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. We're having a little automation confusion here, but all is well otherwise. So picking up your calls, I think. Oh, I had a geeky science for you real quickly. And then I'll pick up your calls if you don't mind. Living in a tree-filled neighborhood may be as beneficial to your heart as regular exercise. This is remarkable. This was a long-term study they did in a neighborhood in South Louisville, Kentucky, following hundreds of people in low to middle-income neighborhoods, six different low to middle-income neighborhoods. And they, from 2019 to, first of all, they recruited 750 people living in a four-mile area south Louisville. The residents were 25 to 75 years old. They collected blood, urine, nail and hair samples, as well as health data from each person. And then between 2019 and 2022, they planted 8,500 evergreens, 630 deciduous trees, those, you know, the types that have leaves, and 45 different types of shrubs within that four-mile area. So they basically filled the living space of these people with trees. And then last year and this year, they took new blood, hair, and urine samples from these residents living in both the areas. And here's what they found. People living in the intervention areas had 13% lower levels of high-sensitivity C-reactive protein, which is a blood marker associated with heart disease, including stroke and coronary artery disease and heart attack. And the drop was similar to starting a regular exercise routine. They're trying to figure out exactly why. Trees do filter out pollution particles from the air. That may have something to do with it. They also buffer noise, and we know that people who live in high noise environments have high levels of cardiovascular disease. They also cool. They provide shade, and they cool the areas where they're planted, so they quell the urban heat effect. You know, is it that? I'm inclined to suspect it has mostly to do with taking small particles out of the air, because these small particles get into your bloodstream, and they can produce an inflammatory response in your heart muscles. But, fascinating stuff. And that doesn't even consider the mental health effect of living around trees, which is well documented for a long, long time. But this is the first, like, large-scale study that's been done. This was done by the University of Louisville. And it's just remarkable. You can read about it over at NBCNews.com. And, of course, Sue's newsletter will have the link, too. It comes out this afternoon. We'll be right back with your call. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls in just a moment. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread, and bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. The heat and humidity blanketing the Midwest will continue. Melissa Preston is athletic director at Plainwell High School in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
We're going to be stopping during our soccer game in the middle of each half and having a mandatory 10-minute water break. Then we'll also have cold towels.
A Kentucky man has been sent to federal prison for 53 months for his role in the January 6th insurrection. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Michael Sparks was the first one to enter through a smashed window and confront police on January 6th. The prosecutor credited police with not opening fire with their firearms, saying a bloodbath would have ensued.
The League of United Latin American Citizens is calling for a federal investigation into the Texas Attorney General after the home of one of its volunteers, 87-year-old Lydia Martinez, was raided.
Martinez says up to eight officers showed up at her home last Tuesday morning. They took her phone, her laptop, questioned her for hours, and made her wait outside.
CBS's Omar Villafranca reporting. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Could the state soon get its first national park? Representative Tom Tiffany wants to make that happen. He's proposed for the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore to become a national park. That designation would mean the area gets additional funding for conservation and projects. Wisconsin is one of 20 states without a national park. And all summer, you've had to check to make sure beaches are open because toxic algae blooms can cause them to close. Well, the Environmental Protection Agency says it's happening more and more. John Rumpler of Environment America says big factory farms are one of the main contributors.
That volume of manure, whether it's spread on crops or otherwise managed, it just all too often winds its way from the croplands to rivers and lakes and streams.
The EPA is considering updating regulations on waste from slaughterhouses for the first time in 40 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Kate Winslet fans will have a new series to stream thanks to A24 Studios. The show is called The Spot and follows a successful surgeon played by Winslow and her school teacher husband, who play a couple that may have been responsible for a hit and run death of a child. The relationship becomes tested as the truth unfolds and they weigh into darkness surrounding the crime. Winslet was last seen in HBO's The Regime and prior to that won an Emmy playing a single mom and detective in Mare from Easttown. The Spot will air on Hulu. Can't get enough Yellowstone? Or are you like me and have had too much? Apparently, there is a season 6 in the works, and that is a surprise for fans of the show and the pocketbooks of the actors. According to Variety, top billing in the new season would go to Kelly Riley, who will return as Beth Dutton, and Cole Hauser, who would return as Rip Wheeler. Kevin Costner is no longer with the show, as he took his version of Yellowstone to the big screen in the form of Horizon, an American Saga Parts 1 and 2. Suddenly, Yellowstone doesn't look so bad. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Storm chances ending, but the clouds and patchy fog will be developing across the area for the overnight. Lower 60s by sunrise, our winds becoming light out of the northeast. Patchy morning fog Wednesday, otherwise mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid-70s, currently 71 degrees.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Friday. The Badgers kick off the season against Western Michigan. Our coverage begins at 6 on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
The The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. They put out fake AI photos of
Taylor Swift saying that she endorsed him.
Right. And Trump retweeted that. And of course, all of that is untrue.
Don't mess with the Swifties. You'll have my daughters showing up.
I mean, it's
house.
A whole new level of Swift boating.
Trump and Las Vegas might get Swift boated. All right. Taylor Swift boated.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by the co-host of the Maggie Dawn Show and actor Brian Kelly and director of the cult classic The Giant Spider Invasion and Wisconsin native Bill Rabane.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
888-675-4090. That's 888-675-4090. AmericanFinancing.net/progress. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. That's 888-675-4090.
Turn the dial, tune it, and you'll find a voice of reason for the old man.
Coming up your calls here, Sandra on in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Sandra, what's up?
Well, I'm just curious. These lists that Republicans have formed to throw people off the ballot, I would imagine they exist somewhere, and I'm going to make a challenge out to all those very technically savvy white hat hackers. Find those lists, yeah, and let's get working on them. And then the other thing is, why can't the FBI come in and arrest certain elected officials in certain states for invading a senior's home? Because, oh, my God, she might have done this.
Yeah.
You know,
well, the problem is there is no
point. Is that not abuse?
Right. We do not have a right to vote in the United States, according to the Supreme Court, even though in 1993, Congress passed the National Voting Registration Act, the NVRA, which explicitly says that voting is a right in every state in the union. But the Supreme Court has ruled
they don't have a right to invade people's homes either.
Well, they do if they have an arrest warrant or a search warrant, rather. And that's what they had in Texas.
And everybody knows it.
I agree with you, Sandra. I completely agree with you. With regard to getting a list of voters, that's going to vary from state to state how you do that, but you probably are going to have to sue to do that. I believe that that's what Greg Palast did to get that list.
Oh, no, I don't mean legally. I mean illegally.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, get them any way you can.
Yeah, I totally get it. I can't endorse hackers, but I'm not going to argue with you. Sandra, thank you for the call. Eric in Erie, Pennsylvania. Hey, Eric, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I absolutely love your idea to investigate Thomas. I think they should grow a pair and
Clarence.
Do that.
Yeah.
But I'm calling because of the question you asked about an hour ago relating to Trump's appeal to an ever-diminishing group of, you know, hate and bigotry and incels and all that stuff. And
toxic masculinity.
Well, a little perspective on that, because I'm as libby-lib as the libs get. You know, I'm a childless cat lady myself, and I'm an atheist, and I check all the right boxes. And I've had an ongoing dialogue with several friends of mine literally around the world, in the UK, in Germany, Australia. And there's an increasing concern, particularly with the, I don't even know how to put this, a certain demographic of males from a certain part of the world who have no value for females. And they immigrate in, they form groups, and then they treat the females in the host country in a way that a decent, open-minded, you know, world people in those countries are starting to feel pangs of the threat.
Yeah, it sounds to me like where you're going with this, Eric, is an anti-immigrant rant. Is that it? Because,
I'm
sentiment in Germany and in the U.K.
And that's the problem is the people who are at the leading edge of that are not. That's why I meant some perspective. They're not representative of the totality of the genuine concern that is bubbling up in places that are kind of surprising me. So, you know, that's the thing. This, I'm sure you've heard of this case recently in Germany with this young lady who, like, got a weekend in jail for daring to insult a bunch of young males who did a gang rape. And she,
I'm not familiar with that story, Eric. I'm sorry.
Well, it's pretty rough. But this is the thing about, you know, Trump trying to appeal to Democrats and other people. Fear is real for a lot of voters, and we got to be really careful because these kind of tides can turn quickly when they're based on fear and you have, like, extraordinary events.
So, in other words, you're saying that there actually are men who are certain that women will never have an interest in them, and therefore they have a legitimate grievance?
No. I'm not talking about the incels. I'm talking about you get the incels it rolled in with your group because, or I should say the incels are able to roll in regular guys into their group when there have been kind of too many instances of violence, often gang or mob violence, committed against a weaker person, be it a child or a female or what have you. And people who would otherwise be, you know, Labour Party in the UK, Social Democrats in Germany and so forth, Democrats in America, they're starting to look at the picture and feel a sense of a loss of control by the powers that be.
Yeah. And this is not making sense to me, Eric. I'm sorry. Unless you're trying to speak in code or something, I just...
No, not
making sense to me. It might be me. I'm going to have to move along, Eric, but I'm sorry. I just don't get it. Bob in San Jose. Maybe somebody can explain this to me. Bob in San Jose. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Well, I was going to tell you, I think there's a pretty sophisticated demographic study going on in the Republicans. Because about a year ago, I have two phones. I'm calling you on my cell phone. Mm-hmm. My landline, which I've had for 40-plus years, I started getting calls, and I have a caller ID box that keeps track of who called, even if they only ring the phone a couple times and hang up. In this case, I've been getting calls where they ring the phone 3.5 times, not enough to trigger my answering machine normally. Mm-hmm. So they don't get a call completion charge. They do identify who they are. I get RNC, Republican National Committee, RNCC, the Congressional Committee, RNSC, the Senatorial Committee, and another one called College Republicans. Every day I get a call from at least those groups.
That's interesting.
And I think what they've done is they said, see, I live in a part of San Jose that is basically suburban, and at one time it wasn't San Jose. Mm-hmm. It was a little town called Robertsville, and then it was, I guess you'd say, engulfed by San Jose.
Yeah,
anyway, so it's a low population density area, more or less suburban. And I think they've done some filtering and decided that I might be a possible candidate for giving them money.
Mm-hmm.
So I get these robocalls every day on my landline, and I think they've done, you know, demographic studies of who to call.
Oh, of course.
But they're not calling my cell phone at all, and they're not. And I've talked to other people who don't seem to have this either. So I think they're being selective.
Well, that's because cell phone directories are not published, too. If you have a published phone number, unless you have an unpublished phone number.
Well, actually, I have an unpublished number. My mother and my wife used to work for an agency that was involved with, social services. Mm. And so she said, we don't want phone calls.
Well, then probably at some point in the past, you had used that phone number, you know, for something. I mean, you know, you might have bought an appliance or something, you know, and then they sold the list, right? It's hard to say.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's fascinating, Bob. It's fascinating. Have you answered any of the calls or have they left any messages?
No.
So you don't know if there's a human being on the other end? You don't know if it's a push-pull or...
No, I have learned the way they work this is they listen for a blob of sound, and the first blob of sound is an outgoing message from an answering machine, and then silence. Well, after a few seconds, if they do actually go that long, they will hang up.
Yeah.
But if they get a second blob of sound, that's how they know they got a real human being. I've played with them a couple times on this just to see.
Oh, that's interesting.
So if you say hello and you pause a few seconds and you say hello again or something else, doesn't matter what you say, then you get connected to their boiler room.
Yeah, I get it. Fascinating stuff, Bob. Fascinating stuff. Thanks a lot for the call. Thanks for the heads up. Cece in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, Cece, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Had a security concern. Tom, you ever see that movie Malcolm X at the end?
I haven't seen the movie, CC. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, at the end, before he gets assassinated, there's a distraction. Somebody throws something on the floor, and he says, "Man, get your hand out of my pocket." Mm-hmm. Everybody looks that way, and of course, Malcolm X gets assassinated. My security concern is I saw Tim Walz stop his campaign speech. This is like 10 days after Trump's assassination.
Right.
Stopped his campaign speech to address somebody that was having an episode in the front row. Okay. Right. He stood there for maybe 5-10 minutes. I don't know. But just the fact that he stood there, and they were outside. I saw it again in Milwaukee during the convention when Kamala Harris was up in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. He did exactly the same thing happened to her. Somebody had an episode in the front row. He stopped her speech to try and get help for that person on the front row. I say this to say that after the Trump assassination, well, and I'm beginning to lean toward the conspiracy theory stuff, but that's not here or there. But after the assassination you would think that the security would be, that they wouldn't allow these type things to happen again. Yeah. It would have been easy to ask Kamala Harris to step off the stage until they take care of that, or Tim Walz.
Yeah.
So I just want to bring that up.
I get your concern, CeCe. I'm not sure that there's that much more risk to standing there while somebody's getting medical treatment versus standing there giving a speech. But I get the whole point of a distraction, and I think you're onto something here. I'm just not sure exactly what to do about it. CeCe, thanks for the call. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I want to ask you a few questions before I get where I'm going. How would it feel if you woke up every day and you knew your bills were going to be paid on time? What would it be like if you were saving money and you knew that money was automatically going to the right savings accounts, or that you knew how much money you had left over every month to spend on the things you like to spend on? Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, there is a free tool that you and anyone can use to help those things happen over time. It is called a budget. I know, your budget doesn't help you make more money, but it 100% does help you make more of your money. There are a ton of resources online to help you, including my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. The first few sessions are the hardest when you get going, but I promise it gets easier when you stick with it. For more everyday money help, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Until next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us.
I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Gwyneth Paltrow, she has a company called Goop. You remember that project she sold? She found a way to bottle her the scent of her
privates. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's
a little pretentious. That's the last thing I would want to inflict on the population. Hey, everybody. Here's Pete's crotch. Line up. You can get it fresh here at the farmer's market, or you can buy it in aisle 4.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
I hear the chatter, I see the screens. A world divided, it seems.
Come back 10 minutes before the hour. Lawrence in Berkeley, California. Hey, Lawrence, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I want to say congratulations, Tom, because you have begun the suggestion about how the Democrats can win in an incredible landslide. And you did that by reading all the crimes of Trump. And all the Democrats have to do is every time Trump shows up somewhere, or Waltz, or what's his name, his vice president candidate, you have to get about 50 people and put that on paper, and it'll say, I don't know how many it is, the 32 crimes of Donald Trump since 1988, and just hand them out to everybody that's going in. You know, in the back of the page,
well,
you could also say...
I'm sorry, keep going, Lawrence.
Yeah, and in the back of the paper, you could say, okay, and here are the 220 Republican officials that are voting for Harris and Waltz. And if you do that, first of all, some of the people going in will read it, but also it'll get on the national news, especially since the way the Republicans will react to it, which will certainly attract some news. And I think if that is presented as widely as will happen, if one does that, it will be an incredible landslide.
Yeah.
And it has started with your reading them on the air. I thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I would add that this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, these were just the fines that he paid. He has been accused by over 20 women of having sexually assaulted them. And many of these are very credible complaints, including a 13-year-old girl. He has been sued over 3,000 times. And several of the people who sued him have actually been on this program or called into this program spontaneously by virtually all of them, employees or small independent contractors, you know, companies, small companies that did work for him. And he just screwed them. He just refused to pay them and said, sue me. And then they would sue, and then they would realize that there's no way they could win this lawsuit because he would just keep tied up in court forever. And so say he owed them $300,000, they'd settle for him just paying them $100,000. They all took a loss. And it would be just fascinating to get that list of those 3,000-plus lawsuits and just go through and start naming the people. I mean, you know, not like naming and shaming the people, but just saying, you know, here's a little company that does cabinet work that did his, you know, that worked on his casino. And here's a company that does windows that worked on Trump Tower. And here's a company, you know, that he screwed, you know, and how badly he screwed them and who they took advantage of. And You know, how many families went bankrupt, or how many companies really had to struggle, really struggled as a consequence of Trump ruining them. This guy has just a trail of bodies, metaphorically. Well, literally, too, if you look at the 8 people who died on January 6th, including 3 police officers behind him. And that needs to be pointed out, too. So excellent point, Lawrence. Thank you very much for that. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Yes, when you read off that list of all the cases against Trump, it just burned me up. And I'm thinking, he's been convicted, but when Judge Marchand reads off the, sentence,
yeah.
I just hope and I just pray it's not going to be I just hope he's going to spend time in a jail and have to sleep on a cot that other people have slept on. And I hope that he'll have to sit on a jail toilet that isn't gold-plated and eat jail food with the other inmates.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a criminal, and he should be treated like one. And if he doesn't win this election, he's like you or me or anyone else.
I agree.
And when I just hope Judge Marchand.
Now there is this may be postponed. You know, the hearing was supposed to be on September 10th or 16th or 18th. I think it was the 18th. Now Trump has submitted a new motion to delay it until after the election. And
I don't care when it is. I don't care if I have to wait till after he's not
just throw his ass in jail.
He's elected. Yes. I just hope Judge Marchand doesn't say home confinement and timeout for golf for good behavior.
Yeah.
That will make me sick to my stomach. And I think we really need to think about Garland a little bit. Why he's been so good to Trump. It really kind of makes me wonder. I get a funny feeling about Garland. He's been too
I think he's just being cautious. I think he's very, very concerned that the Justice Department will be perceived as being political.
But he's been that way on everything. It just makes me wonder. I don't know. But thank you.
I
just hope Trump gets it.
Yeah,
like
Diane, I mean, we're gonna find out. Apparently, there's going to be a hearing this week, and I only caught part of this story this morning on TV, and I haven't seen it anywhere in the news. I just walked into the room, and they were halfway through it. But apparently, there's going to be a hearing this week or maybe next week about whether or not to hold that September date, for the sentencing, or whether to move it back. And I'm guessing, if I was Judge Marchand, I would grant the petition and move the sentencing back till after the election. Because if Trump is sentenced before the election, it's going to be explosive. If he's sentenced after the election and he has lost, it's going to be,
he's going to get it because he's just any other guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and it would be a hell of a lot easier.
I would wait till after November.
Yeah, it would be a hell of a lot easier, I think, to actually hit him with something. So we'll see. We'll see. Diane, thanks for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break with Michael Lewis. He's got a new book out, Going Infinite, The Rise and Fall of a New Tycoon. It's about Sam Bankman-Fried and the whole FTX thing. It's a fascinating story. So I'll be back with Michael Lewis on the other side of this break, and then I'm back to picking up your calls. So stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread, and bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first 4 ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a Hump Day edition. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News, Trigvy Olson of the Lincoln Project, and much more. Be here.
Hump Day!
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.